Good morning, everyone. It's Tisha here. I am heading to work a new film. First, I don't know, money has been stressing me out lately. The more I work, the more I pay, it feels like. I have been on state assistance almost my whole entire adult life, and I hate it. But here's the thing. When the state helps you, as soon as you start doing better, they cut off everything completely, and you're like, so they really taught everyone that the less you work, the more they help you. And that's stupid, I feel like. No matter what, being single, you cannot afford bills and lives, especially a single parent. And I did not plan on being a single parent. I was married twice. I planned on raising my kids with a partner, and I have a partner now, and I hate it. I feel like, I mean, I want him to do his part, but at the same time, only like 10% of the part is his, like the rest is mine. So I hate asking him to help out. I want him to save, and I want us to save for a house. I've been thinking about buying a new vehicle, and I've been looking around, and there's some awesome options. I really, like, my Denali's done. I mean, I'm driving it right now, and it does the job. I really feel like I want a Toyota Tacoma, a four-door one that can fit the family, but it is a truck, so I can still do things with it. I can still work with it. I can still pull a trailer with it. Like, it's just something that I really, really want. So I'd rather take the money that I would spend on a car and put it into a newer truck for sure. My mom is right. She told me that, you know, I do always buy the cheapest car I possibly can. And then I pay thousands and thousands of dollars in repairs because it's old and things go out. So it would be nice to be in a more reliable, newer car for sure. I hate payments. When I was first married, we got a van, and it was amazing. I loved that thing. There was times I couldn't pay the payment, and it was awful. Not being able to pay your car payment and having that risk that they could come and repo it, like, is a scary feeling, and I don't like that feeling, and I don't want to ever feel that feeling. So all the cars I've ever bought since, I bought with cash. And it's a peace of mind that I don't have a payment, that car is mine. So I have the Denali, I have Erica, I am spoiled with two cars, I guess. Tyler has his truck. So, I mean, there's families out there that are one vehicle family. And that's crazy. So, I never thought I would have two cars ever. So, it's really hot in my car right now. It's actually cold right now. There's a cold front, and I am going to sleep in my car tonight, but I bought this power inverter thing so I could plug in my heat pad. I'm so excited. It's going to be so cozy. This foam mattress pad that Tyler got for me is amazing. It feels so comfy. And like, air mattresses are fine, but they go, no matter what, they deflate. They do. And they're not comfy. This foam mattress is super comfy. I have tons of blankets in here. That is another thing that I love my Denali for, though, over a truck. My Denali is completely enclosed in, and it still has enough room as a truck and can pull a trailer too. So I was considering buying another newer Yukon Denali. Because I know them. And it's funny, the one I was seeing, it was newer, but it was still used. And the one problem they have with it is that passenger door and the passenger window on every single GMC. I don't know why that is, but that's the same problem with mine too. It's just weird. I feel like, I don't know. It's weird. Anyways, struggling. I had a good talk with Tyler last night. I unloaded everything and how concerned I am. And he said he didn't mean it that way. And I completely believe him. He probably didn't mean to do things. I know he doesn't mean to do things. He doesn't have like a hurtful bone in his body. I know he doesn't. But at the same time, I worry about us. I know he loves me. Unfortunately, love isn't enough in the world anymore. I know that we're both trying, and I don't know. Sometimes I feel like being single would be easier, but at other times, I don't know that I want to be alone. And Tyler loves me unconditionally. He says that. Do I love Tyler unconditionally? No. There's conditions. Everyone has conditions. Do I love him more that he stopped smoking? Yes. Yes, I do. Would I love him more if he gained some weight? Yes. He was already skinny. And now with his physical job, he is there's muscle, but the muscle's eating more fat off of his body that he didn't even have. And I feel like he is getting skinnier than he even was. He's like skeleton skinny, and that freaks me out because I am not at all. I am, to me, I'm at least 30 pounds overweight, and that is freaking me out. I did do a DNA test. I think I mentioned that a little bit. I am gluten sensitive, highly gluten sensitive, it said. I am low lactose sensitive, so I do have lactose issues, but it says gluten's is worse for me. So I know people live out there, I know they do it. I was grocery shopping with my daughter yesterday, and everything she said, I was like, is it gluten free? No, being gluten free is gonna be rough, but I tried some gluten free bread lately. I did a hamburger with a gluten free bun when everyone else had the regular buns. I feel like it hurt my stomach. So I'm just going to go with the no bread thing. I mean, that seems to work the best with my stomach. Saturated fats are off the table. Salt's off the table. Like, I don't even know how I'm going to eat anymore. I really don't. It's going to be interesting for sure. So, yeah, I am going to try to work on that. I did do a microneedle. I took care of myself for a second, and none of us do that enough. We all need to do that more. It helps us in so many ways, and I just missed my exit that I was going for, so that's fun. Anyways, yeah, it's so bloody hot in my car right now. A lot of things happening coming up, and so I just want to get excited for that. I just want to do that and work on that all and be happy. Like, I know I've been working a lot. I'm actually only working 2 to 3 days a week on this show, so that's really nice. It's not going to be 6 days in a row where I feel gone. I have so many eyelash clients coming this weekend. I love my eyelash clients. They're great. I did have one new client that I actually turned away because of the way she was talking to me and treating me. And I don't know if you guys know this, but like when you're a server, like you try to do your best and try to, if anything's wrong, you try to fix it. But you always have one customer every once in a while that nothing is good enough. The food's great. The service was great, but they complain about something to get it for free. Or a discount. And I think that's bullshit. If you're those kind of people, you need to stop it. It's not funny. It's not okay. Because we really try our best. Well, this happened to me with a brand new eyelash client. And in the end, I told her that I won't be accepting her as a new client because I'm not going to start this game with her. Like, my clients are very thankful that I have good prices. I have openings every week. They text me and they say, are you open? Like, we're very, me and my clients are very busy people. So they call me when they need to. They ask what I have available for the week. I tell them, they get in. It works great with about 90% of my clientele. There is a couple that like to plan, and I don't know how they live that life. If they live that life, you should go to a salon, because they book, they have calendars and stuff like that. But not all my clients and me, we don't live like that. And that's why I love my clients. We all make it work. It's very flexible. Well, here's what's going to happen. If you tell me, so I had to cancel on her. So first of all, she kept switching times, and I can handle that. But the day of, my son, I actually had to go to the emergency room with. He was having stomach issues. He was in pain. It was to the point that he was scared, and he was like, I want to go to the emergency room. I waited for the next day and took him to the doctors, and the doctors were like, we're worried. Like, we want you to go over to the hospital. Sorry. I swear I'm not sick. I just have a dry throat for some reason. I went to the hospital. I didn't expect that to happen. So I did communicate with her and tell her, you know, I didn't expect this to happen. It's an emergency. Like, I don't know when I'm going to be done. I'm just going to cancel the appointment. And her message back was very disturbing to me. I have never had anyone talk to me this way. And she said that she's a businesswoman. She understands things happen. But as a businesswoman, she expects fair compensation for her drive time. Now, here's the thing. She was already coming up here to get her hair done. I guess she lives 3 hours away. So she said outright, I want compensated for my drive time since I got nothing done. Okay, one, you didn't get any, you got your hair done. I know that. So, because the girl that did your hair is one of my other clients. And speaking of that, that client that had her, that girl come to me, I'm going to chew her ass out for sending such an awful person to me. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so, here's the thing. This girl, we go to the sand dunes. She has a child, a 5-year-old child, that she absolutely completely neglects. She doesn't watch her. This little girl is jumping over all these strangers, boys, girls. She obviously needs attention. And me and Tyler are sitting there with her, and I'm asking her questions and talking to her, and she's getting like hyper and jumping up around down. And so I hold on to her and I'm like, calm down, little one. And she jumps and hits her head in my lip and cuts my lip open, bruises my lip. And I am like bleeding now, struggling. The next day it's completely black and blue. And I tell her mom, like, your kid, like, is out of control. Freaking take care of her. It's 10 o'clock at night out in the sand dunes. Like, one, don't bring your child out to the sand dunes to party. So the next day, my client asks, will you please watch her so we can all go on a ride? And you know what? It's not the little girl's fault. I was like, fine, I'll watch the little girl. I actually have my eyelash stuff out there because I have spoiled clients. And so I tell the little girl, do you want me to put some pink eyelashes in your eyes, on your eyelashes? And she's like, yes, of course. So I put some in. They're adorable, by the way. If you have a little girl and for a birthday or something, like, oh my gosh, it was so cute and adorable. Anyways, so she comes back. I don't get a thank you. I don't get any, like, that was awesome. She was a kind of a brat and was like, I used to have eyelash extensions and they ruined my eyelashes and da, da, da. And I was like, yeah, you probably went to someone crappy. Like, that's how it is. Like, if you go to someone cheap or crappy that's only certified and not actually have their license or trained, that's the risk that you're taking. So the fact that she had the audacity to me to say that she wanted fair compensation for me canceling on her for an emergency pissed me off. Because I had already done all of this stuff for her daughter and gotten beat up and everything. And she didn't give a shit about any of that and asked me for compensating her for, no, no. You know what? No. And then when she asked to reschedule, I said, no, thank you. I'm not doing. No, I'm not being a part of that. I've had other friends that do eyelashes that have told me about horrible clients. No, if you're going to treat your eyelash girl that makes you look amazing like shit, you don't deserve those eyelashes. You don't deserve to go to an amazing person to get your eyelashes done. You deserve to look like an ugly old hack. Because, like, that's not okay. You treat your servers with respect and care. You serve you anyone that services you and makes your day better, you never treat them like crap. And if you had a, if someone had a bad day or an off day, so I bet you, you did too. So there is no reason why that should have happened in any way, shape, or form. Oh my gosh. I have actually been, that has been plaguing me for so long, and I've told a couple people about it, and it just, it really rubbed me the wrong way that she asked for. I actually have given discounts for people when I've had to reschedule. When I'm like, I'm so sorry, I can't get to you because of a film, and that means that they went 4 weeks out, I still charge them the 3 week price because I don't want to be that kind of evil person. Like, I am a good person and I take care of these beautiful women that work their asses off. But if you're going to be nasty to me, I'll be nasty right back. Like, I am not, I am too old to deal with little girl drama. Like, oh my gosh. And rude people. I'm so sick of rude people. There's so many rude people in this world. Everyone's fake. No one says anything real anymore because they don't want to deal with the implications of it. But if everyone was just nice and real to each other, it would just make this world so much better. Anyways, I gotta go. Thanks for listening, guys, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.